doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hello and welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris. Last week we produced a special episode looking at the exclusive series of articles by Netball Scoop, which addressed the issue of fertility in netball. It was an incredibly moving and eye-opening series, and it started a really vital, overdue conversation about the hidden health struggles and barriers that female athletes face in elite sport, even in a sport like netball that is overwhelmingly dominated by women. So, this week we decided to move the conversation on and take a look at pregnancy and motherhood in netball. The spotlight on this issue is so often reserved for the top levels of the game. We often hear about players and former players from the England setup and their journeys into motherhood, which is a really important discussion to be having. Speaking to The Telegraph's Women's Sport publication on Thursday, Tamsin Greenway said the culture of motherhood in the elite game in this country is lagging behind Australia and New Zealand. She said, "Their culture is different. They have babies, they come back to play. Our culture has always been, you stop playing, then you have kids." But how does it work at the grassroots level of the game? The thousands of women of all ages and all stages of their lives who play every week without fail, who have made netball an integral part of their lives for as long as they can remember. When we talk about grassroots sport and participation, we often talk about the drop-off that happens, for women especially, when they turn 16, and then again when they leave school or university. But what about that second drop-off that happens when a woman gets pregnant and has a child? Is there enough support at a club level and in society in general for women to get back to sport after having a baby? Is there enough encouragement, the correct facilities, even the skills to help women rebuild strength and confidence after the trauma of birth? In this episode, we'll be speaking to a whole range of mothers in the game. New mums, experienced mums, we'll be hearing about their journey, the struggles, the joys, and what needs to be done to improve the relationship between motherhood and netball. So stick with us. First up, I spoke to Australian sports writer and hardcore netball head Megan Maurice. After her daughter arrived 3 weeks early, Megan was faced with a choice. She had been coaching her team throughout her pregnancy and hoped to take them all the way to the finals. If things had gone to plan, she would have gone into labour a week after the grand finals, which would have been perfect. But her baby had other ideas. So 6 days after giving birth to her first child, Megan was back on the sidelines, new baby in tow, coaching her team to victory in the semi-finals. And they went on to win the whole thing.
So my daughter had her first day at netball when she was 6 days old. So netball and motherhood are very much intertwined for me. So she was down there for the grand finals as well and got photos of her with the teams. Both my teams won their grand finals that year. Got photos of her as a tiny little baby with my teams that I was coaching. So, yeah, it's always been kind of – she's always been part of that journey for me. I took her to the Netball World Cup just before she turned one. So that was her kind of first experience of international netball. And it's just, yeah, it for her, it's just a part of life.
So you basically, you know, started that getting back into netball almost immediately, which is so impressive, first of all. And like, I think quite rare potentially. I don't know if people are able to always do that so quickly and feel confident in doing that. How do you think you managed to, you know, get back to the courts and kind of shift your focus onto netball again after, you know, giving birth just a few days before?
It was pretty tough. I remember walking down to the courts on the Saturday, so 6 days after giving birth, getting back there to coach my teams. And when I walked down there, I was thinking, I feel so great. I actually think that I, you know, if I'd qualified and been registered for this season, I could just get back out and play right now. And then after sort of standing there on the sideline coaching for about 10 minutes, I was like, oh no, I definitely couldn't do that. So I felt a little bit invincible, but the reality hit pretty soon after that. I was very lucky that I had a supportive partner who understood how important netball was to me and that I wanted to get back and coach these finals and get through for these girls that I'd coached all season. So that was a big thing. I don't think everyone that I know would have been able to do that and have somebody who supported them through that. So he was kind of there on the sideline with her, and then, you know, if she needed feeding and things, he could pass her over to me. But yeah, it was challenging in a number of ways, and one that I learnt pretty quickly was that the netball courts and no netball associations that I've ever been to in Sydney had any kind of facilities for nappy changing or breastfeeding, which I found very strange, because obviously netball, you know, it's one of the big things that I love about it is that it's a sport by women for women. And the fact that none of this was being taken into consideration was really strange to me. So when I was coaching, it was kind of not too much of a big deal. I could just find some space to sit down and feed. But by the time I came back for the next season and my baby was 9 months old and much more energetic and not always fully focused on feeding, it was quite an ordeal trying to feed her on the sideline, especially once we got into winter. It was cold. Netball uniforms are not breastfeeding friendly. With the kind of A-line dresses, you basically have to get undressed on the sideline and then lift up the sports bra and sit there kind of just in your knickers and sports bra half off, feeding on the sideline in the middle of winter, which isn't ideal. Sydney winters aren't too terrible, but still probably not something where you want to be sitting on asphalt in your underwear.
Aside from the practical issues and the shocking lack of facilities, Megan says there are other barriers women face when they become mothers, and a lot of that comes down to guilt.
Suddenly you feel like you can't take time for yourself. That feels a little bit too selfish, and there's a lot of guilt involved. So there really needs to be not just sort of having sport open to mothers, but really encouraging mothers to play and letting them know that it's okay to take time for yourself. It's actually really important to take time for yourself, because you can't be a good mother if 100% of your focus is on your children and your family, because you need to take time for yourself in order to, you know, be a well-rounded person that can be a good mother. So it's just have little things like that, like having facilities available to not just you know, be open to mothers, but to be actively encouraging them. And those kind of facilities say, look, we want mothers here. We welcome you. It's okay to be here. And there are other mothers here as well. And I think those kind of messages are really, really important.
Next, I caught up with a couple of players from my own club, Polly. We're a London-based club playing in the London and South East region from county level to regional one. I wanted to find out how motherhood has affected the lives of my teammates and where netball fits in for them now that they're parents. Vicky found out she was pregnant with her first baby, Alfie, in the summer, and she knew that by the time the season came back, she would pretty much be too pregnant to play.
The thing that I didn't realise was how long it took me to get core strength, so get your stomach muscles back. I just thought I would just be weaker forever. Because it basically took about, I don't know, a year to get the muscles to the same level they were before. That might just be me, but it felt like a long time. So for me, the weight loss was relatively easy, but it was more you just don't realise how much strength I'd lost and how long it would take to come back. When we were warming up, you do a lot of, I don't know, just like do a high jump and then sprint. And the thing with a vaginal birth is that, and maybe just pregnancy in general, you're much more, more likely to wee yourself. So during trials, I was thinking a lot about trying not to wee myself. Anyway, that's a side note. So in trials, I was able to sort of run around and kind of, I'm lucky that wing defense and to an extent center, if you can catch and throw, then, and generally run to the place that you need to be, then you can kind of look fine. So I was able to play to a certain level, but it was when we went to match play that I really started to get frustrated, because I just couldn't have an impact on the game that I would have had before. I was just a lot slower. My body was just that like split second slower that meant I would never get interceptions. It was fine for getting free and attacking, but yeah, defending, it just wasn't really happening. And also mentally, I just don't think I was quick enough. And it was so frustrating, because I knew what I was like before, and that took a whole season to get that back. That didn't really come back for me this season, because I only came back kind of, I only played in one of the leagues for the whole season, so it took quite a long time. For most of that first season that I was back, I was still breastfeeding when I was playing. So, well, one, that dehydrates you really quickly, so that's an issue with transport. But also, I'd be really, if any of my opponents would like touch my boobs, if they're contacting me or whatever, I'd not only get really angry, but I'd get really scared. So that was also holding me back, because I didn't want to go near people. One of the things that netball does is it's something that I can do that isn't work and isn't looking after Alfie. And obviously I love looking after Alfie, but being able to have that kind of hobby that is yours is really important to me and makes me feel quite balanced about my life. And I've always just found it really, that sense of achievement, winning a game, or not even winning a game, but playing a good game, is really important to me, and I really like it. And it works with me, with my family at the moment. So my husband goes and well, he plays football during the week, which doesn't take up that much time, but he goes and watches Arsenal matches, which take up a similar amount of time. So we both have our things that we go off and do on our own.
Next, I spoke to Rafaela, Raf to us. She's been playing netball for more than 20 years, and it's a huge part of her life. Raf got pregnant with her first child, a little boy, at the end of the season, and she didn't return to playing until she'd had her baby and felt ready to get back on court. But such a long time away from the game was really hard for her.
The fear of missing out was really hard, but I did get my fix by watching fixtures and being in the netball chat groups. I definitely thought about netball when my son was born, and when I attended my team's trial day, it just made me super jealous. But I had an emergency C-section and then further complications with infections, so recovery was actually really important for me. And obviously I had a lot of extra weight to shift, so it's difficult going back to netball or to any sport anyway post baby, but I had to be extra cautious. My head coach at Poly was really clear that I had to follow the return to play protocols, so I only played when I'd had time on the court training with my team at the time. What I found really difficult was actually my mental state. So for some strange reason, I felt huge anxiety when I did decide to return. It took me a while to pluck up the courage to go back. And for the first time, I was nervous to be on court with my teammates or with my fellow team, my previous teammates. For the first time, I felt like I shouldn't be playing, that my time was up. But my girls, which is one of the reasons why I always go back to Poly and to my netball club, is because they were amazing and made me feel like I was so wanted and needed, which obviously made a difference. I knew the changes my new body would have on the game and on my game. So like I said, I had to be careful returning because of the cesarean and the infections. But it wasn't only the physical side, it was that mental side. And I had to get over that feeling that I was less worthy, that nervousness to walk through the doors to training, because the minute I did walk in, it felt like I'd never left. I think I definitely underestimated how much strain my body had gone through to carry a baby, you know, full term. So the hardest part for me was just not comparing myself to anybody else, realizing the fact that everyone is different and it's okay if you take longer to get back into shape, or if you just bounce back after, you know, 10 days postpartum, you're back to your pre-pregnancy shape. That's great. But again, the girls around me never made me feel like I was any different. In fact, they just cheered me on even harder. I think because sport has always been a part of my life, I've always known how to make and always had to make compromises. The one thing the netball does do is it takes up so much of your time. So training midweek after a full day at work and then matches on Saturdays, sometimes on Sundays too, means that on weekends I can be out of home for 4 to 5 hours. So the hardest part now is the guilt, where I have this guilt returning back to work full time and then choosing to go and play, and that whole fear of justifying why I go and play. And this mum guilt that everyone talks about for me is totally real. But I have to rise above it because netball is my release. Being around my teammates has such a positive effect on me. And at the end of the day, I have the right to be with my girls. And I wanted to hear my teammates cheer after I scored a goal. Wanted to hear them, you know, wanted to be part of a team that beat a team we weren't supposed to beat. That adrenaline and love of the sport just eased my mind. I love my son and I love my time with him. So having my time with netball, for me, just made me appreciate all the small moments, but also made me appreciate myself too. I also breastfed him for 18 months. So I remember taking my breast pump and my milk in my little milk carton, I'm going to say, or pouch, to netball, and some of my teammates just seeing it in my bag and just laughing. So that is definitely a memory that I will always remember. And just laughing about it just made me think, look, it's fine. And this is my new normal.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno and I'm Natalie Morris. Katrina describes herself as a veteran of Poly Netball Club. She is a classic mid-quarter with bundles of energy, so she found it particularly tough getting back to the game and dealing with the exhaustion of being a new mum. Sadly, Katrina, like so many women, has experienced loss and heartbreak on her journey to becoming a mother. She says netball was her therapy during some of the hardest moments.
I've actually only played once at netball while being pregnant. It was actually the first time I fell pregnant. It was a complete shock. total shock. We were all really delighted with it, but not something we were planning at all. We were using protection. It was a bit of a shock. And I had this kind of spirit, yeah, I'm going to play up until 3 months, until, you know, I think you're legally allowed to play for England netball. And the first game I played, there was a really hustly, elbowy player. And I did actually say, just to let you know, I am pregnant. Just be careful of my stomach area. She totally ignored that. And she was really up, round, almost using her elbows, pushing me out of the way to kind of get out of the centre pass and things. And I just had to say to her, you know, I was like, please just, you know, give me some space, which I suppose, you know, it's her style of play. But I just ended up pushing my hand out. So anytime she came near me, I just put my hand out to stop her knocking into me. It's a funny instinct, actually. When you fall pregnant, you just have this almost protection, this natural thing. You don't want anyone too close and to look after yourself. I actually developed hyperemesis shortly afterwards, so I wasn't able to play. It's a hyperemesis is where you almost continuously nauseous or vomiting. It's like an extreme level. So unfortunately I was on bed rest during my first pregnancy for about 5 months straight after that. First pregnancy, total shock, but we've actually been pregnant. I'm pregnant now, actually. I'm 12 weeks along. We've had 4 pregnancies in total. 2 didn't make it, and we've got a little girl who's 3 called Valentina, who's very tall and I hope a future netball superstar. So in terms of timing, inadvertently the COVID crisis has worked out quite well, having my off time now. So hopefully I'll get back to playing, you know, about 6 months after giving birth next time. So that should be maybe start training next June, really ready for trials in August. So that's my plan so far. I think, you know, I've been with the club for such a long time. I know my ability, and actually it shocked me quite a lot coming back, how much it does affect you, the kind of exhaustion. I remember coming back and Valentina had this stomach reflux where she was vomiting every night, you know, after eating, and then she'd be hungry through the night, so you'd end up waking about 4 or 5 times, and until we got it diagnosed, it was exhausting. And then breastfeeding on top, that just zaps your energy on top of that. And you know, our training in the evening, that was about the time I was having to go to sleep because I was so shattered. So I'd rock up and I'd almost be in a daze. So you know, I did say, feel free to pay me, I'm not going to take anything personally. You know, use me if you need me, put me in any position you want to. I know I'm not at my best. And, you know, they were really great at the club, being very accommodating of that. But it's quite hard knowing that you can play to a certain level and then it's almost like your body's just not performing up to that. So as I mentioned, this is my 4th pregnancy. The first little baby that we had, we sadly lost at about 5.5 months pregnant. I had such extreme hyperemesis. I lost about 10 kilos in the first 4 months of pregnancy. Everyone was telling me, oh, it's just morning sickness, have a ginger biscuit, you know, all the kind of advice that you get. But, you know, I realised it was a bit more extreme than that. We sadly found out that the baby's heart hadn't formed properly. And yeah, I mean, it's probably slightly digressing, but you know, I have been quite open about things like this with the girls at the club. When this first happened, you know, we got past the 3 months, everyone expects, oh, there's a risk of miscarriage, don't tell anyone during that time. But after that, you think, oh yeah, it should be, you know, easy running, I'm fit, I'm healthy, and apart from the sickness. But you know, the midwife's like, no, it's fine, your baby will be fine. And you know, it's just, you know, the doctor said it was just one of those 1 in 250,000 incidences with the condition the baby had, and he was considered to be a non-viable birth, so we had to deliver him just shy of 6 months, and he passed. But you know, after that, I almost delivered, and next week I was like, right, I just want to get back on it. I just want life to go back to normal as soon as possible. I remember booking in a personal trainer to try and get back into netball and just try to kind of get back to life, as it were. I think the effect of the hyperemesis was so extreme, I actually developed chronic fatigue, which was later diagnosed as adrenal fatigue afterwards. And it was quite a long process to build up my health back to a level I could start playing netball again. I think we were just very keen to just try again, almost fill that void. And we, probably about 6 months after, we had another miscarriage, which I look back now, it was too soon. I was with my partner. We knew we weren't married at the time, but we knew we were going to, and we decided to have a break. And actually, netball was kind of a relief and a therapy through that. It's a wonderful structure. You know, it's one of these things that you see a group of people twice a week. You know, I mean, when do you get to see your friends that much in London, and you can have that? And I think I have been quite open about the miscarriages and things like that with the girls. It just wasn't even on my radar at all that this type of thing could happen to you. And when it happened, you know, it was such a shock that I think it hit us harder, because it was, we just didn't know it was a possible or realistic possibility. You know, everyone comes out of the woodwork when something happens like that and says, oh, I had this and I had that. And, you know, I almost think that's quite useful for women to know beforehand, you know. And I think people are quite uncomfortable about talking about such things. But I've been, you know, I'm not one of these people kind of, hello, I'm Katrina, here's my story kind of thing. But, you know, it does come out, and I do want to share that kind of story. It's just something that we don't talk about, and something that really helped me through that period. I know it sounds ridiculous. I was actually watching the Tudors at the time, because I was actually just exhausted with my chronic fatigue. And, you know, Henry VIII's first wife, I mean, she had miscarriage after miscarriage, and I looked into it. It was just, you know, blue babies, you know, where they die in your arms a couple of days later, which would have been what would have happened to our first child if gone full term, and the number of miscarriages. But it was just a normal part of life that people kind of had that expectation. That was a possibility. So I think, in a way, I have been quite open with the girls and the team about that. And, you know, just getting back into that rhythm of seeing people and having that life and the discipline, and even if you just don't feel like it at all, just getting into it, it has been the most wonderful therapy.
Really moving stuff there from Katrina, and we wish her the very best of luck with her pregnancy. Now, last but by no means least, I caught up with Lauren Nichols, formerly Steadman, Steaders to some, to find out what it takes to get back to playing at Super League standard after having a baby. Lauren plays for Loughborough Lightning and has returned to the Super League side this season after taking a year off to have her little girl, Maya. Lauren had been married to her partner for 5 years, and they had always said they wanted to have children. So when Lauren found out she wouldn't be getting a Super League contract for the upcoming season, it felt like the perfect time to start a family. Now she's back at Lightning and delighted to be back on contract, but getting court ready wasn't easy.
Yeah, there were quite a few sort of unknowns, obviously, from post-birth and how I was going to sort of structure coming back into playing, and how sort of my body was going to be impacted and how I was going to get back onto court. I think a little bit naive to be thinking, you know, once I've had a 6-week check, I'll be back on court and I'll be playing. I think that sort of went through my head a few times, but once I'd had Maya, I sort of very quickly realised that was not going to be the case. I was quite lucky. I had quite a straightforward birth, so there was nothing too complicated in terms of actually my recovery. So I knew that I was quite keen to sort of get going again, and I was out walking quite a lot, and that was like my first step to sort of being active and getting out and getting ready to exercise. I think one of the sort of main things was sort of confidence and probably not necessarily the physical side. I think I hadn't really considered how mentally tough it was going to be to sort of go back into that environment of being in training and getting back to, particularly at sort of Super League level. I remember watching one of the first sessions as I was sort of like getting to know the team, and obviously I wasn't going to join in, but I just went to go and watch. And I said to my physio, oh God, I can't imagine going on and doing that. I was just watching them do a session where they were sort of having to sort of body up, and there's a lot of contact and people hitting each other in the air, and I just wasn't sure I was going to ever be able to be physically that strong again. And I think with my knee injury in the back of my head, I was worried that I was never going to be sort of strong enough to protect that and not have to go through that again when trying to return to court. Getting back to playing netball after having a baby was always quite important to me. I wasn't under any pressure to do so. I was feeling very fortunate to have got a Super League contract and looking forward to getting back on court at that level. And it was a really positive thing to sort of look forward to. Again, quite a lot of it's sort of a bit of a identity thing and thinking, you know, this is me. I've always played netball. I really enjoy playing it. And it's nice to have something for me and sort of being back, being Steaders rather than like Maya's mum. So I think it was something to focus on, enjoying having that sort of like me time to go out and train, and yeah, just keep myself sort of like physically active was always going to be important, and having it at that level was just that bit more exciting because, you know, I'm quite competitive, so I wanted to see if, like, can I make this comeback and can I get back to a Super League court was quite a good challenge. Getting match fitness, tough. There's no sort of way around it. It was tough. And really, I feel like I didn't even quite get there to where I'd even like to be before lockdown. I sort of just had my first sort of taste of Super League action, of sort of playing one quarter in a match. And I know that I'd still like to have got back fitter. And, you know, I would have hoped to have done a bit more this season, but, you know, who knows what that would have looked like. But anyway, the hardest bits, I think, obviously, to start off with, sort of as I mentioned, that sort of confidence of sort of looking at our training sessions and wondering when will I be able to do that. But that didn't last too long, so I was quite happy once I got going. Physically, it was quite tough, and things I'm still sort of working on is sort of getting the core stability back. Having sort of ab separation was quite tough, and having Pilates has really actually been really important. So I go to a specific sort of like Pilates for mums, and again, just being able to like retrain my stomach muscles and core muscles has been really important way before I could start running or doing anything at any high intensity. As I said, those first few sessions of just feeling confident enough to sort of be away from Maya, even though she wasn't away, she was sort of in the next room to the gym. That was quite tough, trying to get fit and trying to really focus on what I was doing in the gym, not worrying about what she was up to. That was quite hard and something that I definitely like struggled with through quite a few of the sessions. The trickiest part, I suppose, is that feeling of being torn, of wanting to be the sort of best mum you can be and wanting to be the best netballer you can be, and feeling like it's a big conflict. But actually, the more this sort of time's gone on, I'm starting to learn more about how they sort of work hand in hand, and I can again just try and be the best me and really try not to put too much pressure on myself for either side, and just know that I've got to sort of just enjoy the journey, and know that not everything's perfect ever, so I've just sort of got to sort of take the rough with the smooth and just one day at a time, and like realistically everything is really good, so I've just got to keep that in mind rather than putting loads of pressure on myself, which I do tend to do. Netball's always been really important to me, so as I say, it's really good that I've sort of kept that up, and particularly sort of during this time, Lightning have been great. We've been so active with what we've been doing to sort of stay connected and stay in touch. We've had so many sort of team challenges and sessions online, and sort of like meeting up again online, So yeah, my sort of teammates and the staff there have been great to sort of keep me going. And you know, it's tough. You know, I've got a 9-month-old to talk to all day as my husband's at work. So it's been really nice to sort of still have that sort of connection and that sort of sense of belonging to a team. That's one of the main reasons I play, is like those friendships and those bonds that you make on court. They've been really important to sort of keep me going and keep me busy, you know, training and just catching up and things like that. And the challenges have been good fun and a good laugh. So, yeah, they've been really, really important.
Lauren says having a good support system is key to returning to sport after having a baby, both in terms of the logistics and in terms of building the confidence to get back out there. As well as her husband, family and friends, Lauren says the support she's received from Lightning has been invaluable.
I've recently sort of had a review with our strength and conditioning team at Loughborough Sport and how we managed to plan the pathway from sort of pregnancy, postpartum to back to a performance athlete. And for them, I said it was all very new. They're very skilled in what they do. They're very clear pathway for me, and the physical health stuff was quite straightforward. And then we spoke about probably potential barriers that we hadn't considered, things that would be affecting the physical health, so like sleep deprivation, obviously not being able to recover with disrupted sleep, and sort of managing my load if and when I needed it. Nutrition, obviously you have little time to eat and fuel correctly for a session and to recover. I think for me as well, sort of breastfeeding specific, knowing that I needed even more calories a day and to be drinking litres more of water than I was doing, specifically on training days. Strength, so actually I had a long time without playing, so I had a clear pathway of targets and goals, which meant that I knew I was strong enough sort of physically to be able to compete on court. And again, I think that was really important for me coming back from an injury before, of making sure I knew I could hit those targets off court and in the gym. Then I knew that I was ready to play. Potential barriers that could affect sort of mental health, again, sleep, thinking that it could leave me sort of mentally fatigued, less motivated for a few sessions, and then not being able to focus sometimes, sort of worries in my head, worrying about Maya's needs when she needs feeding, maybe feeling frustrated, that again I feel that sort of conflict between the two, or separately feeling sort of frustrated that I wasn't back on court earlier and like at my best when I wanted to be. So it was really important that I had that sort of planned pathway and I could sort of speak to the coaches and have those targets to hit and to not put pressure on this has to be done by this date. It's just we'll go with the flow. When we can do this, we'll do that, one thing at a time. So some real positives to come from my return to court is sort of efficiency. Obviously knowing you've got little time, you're sort of getting through sessions sort of quicker, so you're not procrastinating or having a little chat in between sets in the gym. You're just sort of knowing that you've got to get this done and you're definitely focused on doing the best you can with the time you've got. Feeling proud. I think I've really started to feel proud of what I do. I've maybe taken for granted of playing at that level for a few years. Actually now starting to feel a bit more like happy to sort of celebrate that and know that I'm playing and balancing this level with being a mum, and knowing that I'm a good example for Maya to look up to, like, feels good. And other things like having perspective, so physical and mental. Physical, knowing that my body is capable of amazing things like creating a human. So I know I can push myself physically with training now, knowing that anything else, it can't be as difficult as that. And like mentally, as much as I love netball and do throw myself at it and give 110%, I do know it's only a game. So I don't put as much pressure on myself as probably I did before. It's still a high priority in my life, but I just know now it's just not the top. You know, I think what I really want to say is that I want to encourage every mum to go back into play netball, whether that's sort of social league, competitive, like walking netball, back to netball, regional, whatever standard, wherever you play. I think it's really important to get back and play and just to be with the team. It does feel really good. Know that it is quite difficult and that it'll be up and down and to really sort of use that support network that you've got. I think really important just to know that everybody's journey is really different, so listen to your body, and again using that support and making sure that you're ready sort of physically, emotionally, mentally as much as you can, but most importantly just go out, get back out there and play. You'll feel really, really good about it. Just go and do it.
So that's it for our netball and motherhood special. But this is a really important conversation and one that we want to keep having. So if you have any thoughts about anything you've heard today, any questions or stories that you'd like to share, please do get in touch. We're on Twitter at The Netball Show. So send us a DM because we would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.